having your way with us, Father God. We ain't nothing without you. And we just praise you, Father God, for allowing your son to come down and give his life for us. I thank you, Father God, because if he hadn't did it, there's no telling where we will be. But we thank you right now, Father God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you thought enough to give up your life for us, that you shed your blood out on Calvary. And let us not take this wine in vain, realizing that all power is in your hand, and you're able to do any and everything we ask. We ask that you would bless the ones who are calling upon you right now, because we realize somebody needs you right now. Somebody in the hospital, somebody in the nursing home, somebody behind prison wall. And touch that unconcerned soul that don't know you're in the partner they sin. And this we ask in all, in your son Jesus' name, amen.
Shall we eat together? Let us drink together. Let every heart say, amen.
How you feel this morning? I feel like I got to ask that question because Lady Kim always asks it when she gets here. Well, we certainly thank God for you for being here this morning. I'm just overwhelmed at the things that God does in this house with our young people and with our leaders and our pastor. I'm just elated that we serve the kind of God that we can say yes to and trust his holy word. Well, if you'll take a look at your bulletin, you'll see some of the announcements for this week. Don't forget to join us for Bible study on tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. online through Facebook and also through the ATOP website. On Tuesday morning, we have our Anointed Inspirations. You can dial into that. And then on Wednesday, we have prayer meeting at 8:30. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you to join us for a very powerful 30 minutes in God. Amen? And then on Sunday, anybody looking forward to Big Mama Murray's soul food tasting, sampling? They call it a sample, but you get a big plate of food, y'all. As Pastor comes, he's probably going to go into a little bit more detail, but don't forget to register for Sister Strut that's coming up in April. If you wait too long, you'll be paying a little bit more than what everybody else pays, but don't forget to sign up for that. You'll notice in the bulletin, if you love kids and have a few extra hours in the afternoon, come and help prepare for the after-school program. That's a very important ministry that we do from ATOP because you don't ever know when you need to bring your kids. Amen? So come and help with the kids at ATOP. They need that after school care where you sit with them and talk with them, tutor them, so they can just grow up and be rich in the Lord and be successful. Amen. We will have spring cleaning on Friday, March 1st. That's going to be an important thing. Each of the ministries are going to be assigned an activity to do. So please come, please come, please come. Put your dusters on, your jogging pants, your tennis shoes. Yes, dusters. Come on and help us keep our sanctuary and our property clean. Amen. And there is still time to vote. Early voting started on last Wednesday, the 14th, and it's going to go through the 27th. This is for the presidential primaries. Please don't ignore it. Even if it's not the actual presidential race, still come and vote and encourage everybody you know who is of age to vote. Amen?
That's right.
We all need to vote. So we don't have to have any more underground railroads. I've already preached, so I'm going to leave that alone. It is African American History Month still. So on next Sunday, be sure to wear your African attire. And I'm going to let Pastor have the mic from here.
No, great job.
Thank you.
All right, great job. Come on, let's give God some praise. So I didn't have to put her on the spot. I was just not in here in time, but she did an excellent job in preaching as well as reminding us of our announcements. Can we give God another round of applause for Dr. Quali Seymour? Amen. Great job today. And continue to lift up those that we've already mentioned earlier, Brother Charles Reynolds and Baptist East. And we want to pray for Clebrion and Tiffany Richmond and the loss of Clebrion's father this past week. The arrangements are incomplete, as well as Brother Herman Albright and Roberta, as we've already mentioned. And that viewing will take place on Thursday. And I believe the funeral will be, is it going to be Friday? Okay, at Serenity Funeral Home. That's right, there it is. And so we want to continue to lift them up in our prayers. Well, let's stand to our feet as we prepare to leave this place. Has Dion made it out yet? Is he still getting dressed? Where are you, Dion? Come on, I got something I want to give you up here. Let's give God praise for Dion Chandler Harris. Also, don't forget now, those who will be going out for Meals from the Heart, that will happen in the next 40 minutes. So we want you to participate and go and see what God is doing and be a part of that, all right? Father, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the benefits of our yes, and we're excited about what you are about to do. We pray for all of those that we mentioned and those that we didn't, and whatever needs are present, show yourself strong. We lift up the First Lady even as she's recouping at home. And now, God, even as we prepare to go down from this place, we ask that you will continue to keep us in your care. We love you and we honor you, and we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Give God one more thunderous round of applause. Give somebody a warm embrace. Go in peace, and may the peace of God go with you.